Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening. I thought maybe something was wrong. I kept hearing beeps, but nobody would say anything.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I didn't hear it.
I said I kept hearing beeps, you know, like someone was coming on, but nobody would say anything. Was about to give up.
Well, no. Y'all were talking. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Well, welcome, Randy.
Well, thank you.
Somebody could have come on, but they didn't realize that it was set up that nobody could speak to each other because I've got something not organized. One of these days, I'll take a look and figure it out.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay, and I'll be starting momentarily.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. So, the beeps you were hearing, Hannah, was Brandy had arrived, and her phone was causing that. But she just muted herself, so we're not hearing it anymore. Neither one of you have to unmute and say anything. So we're continuing where we left off this morning. So we'll be starting with the Zohar from the Parasha Beshalach. Section 16, we'll be starting at Pasuk 213. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bitkilu urshimu utkilu utkilu urshimu. L'yachta l'shem yodhe bavavpe. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Pananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Pananeihu Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Be'ya Shata Katal Kudsha Barichu L'Rav Riva Mimana Dmitrae Bechamulea Moshe Uvne Yisrael Kedein Amru Shira Hachi Diktiv Vayar Yisrael Et Mitraim Et Az Yashir Moshe Uvne Yisrael. The translation, Rabbi Yitzhak said, at that time, the Holy One, blessed be He, slew the minister appointed over Egypt. Moses and Israel saw him, then recited the song. This is what is written, and Israel saw Egypt dead. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel. My commentary, how can the children of Israel see Elohim of Egypt, the angelic leader of Egypt, die? Angels do not die. Yet they can be cleansed in the river Dinur, the river of fire. When the children of Israel pass through the mikveh of the Yam Suf, the splitting of the Yam Suf, they were able to utilize the eyes of Moshe through their affinity and the cleaving to the soul of Moshe. In my opinion, this is how they saw the Elohim being cleansed in the river Dinur. Verse 2:14.
Excuse me.
Certainly.
I'd like to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Do we know the name of that Elohim, that angelic minister over Egypt?
Yeah, Mitzrayim.
Okay, that's what he's called. Okay.
The name of the nation is the name of the Elohim of each nation.
That's their name.
That is their name, yes.
Okay. I wouldn't have thought Gabriel is over America. I would have thought that there would have been another name. Okay, I'm going to mute again. Thank you.
Well, before you mute, because you may have a follow-up question to what I'm going to say. When an angel is given a task, their name is changed to the name of that task. And then what's added to that, to the name of the task, is a name of God, usually. So they might have the name El or Yah or Hashem or Elohim added to that name. But that's not always true. They could be just the name of the task. But that is what we understand the way angels are named. Now, angels are also species that one time, or maybe even still, they live on another planet. But the planet that they live on is not the Earth, and it's a planet, you know, a physical planet in a different dimension. So the physicality of their planet, the laws of physicality on their planet can be different than the laws of physicality on Earth. But each of the nations, the 70 nations, each of them have an angelic minister, except for Israel, who's the angelic minister, so to speak, is Hashem himself. And for those angelic ministers, they don't really get added the name of Hashem to that, just the name of the nation. Come in. Come in. So that's the, I don't know if you want to do any follow-up on that or not, but that's what I, to complete the subject.
Okay. And it wouldn't have been one of the angels of punishment from the three levels of the... I said it wouldn't have been one of the angels of punishment.
No.
Okay.
None of the angelic ministers come from the angels that are associated, or the demons that are associated with the three levels of punishment. They're all positive. Even Satan is a positive angel. Now, I know people have great difficulty with that understanding. Satan to us is a negative angel, as he's in charge of the negative system. But the negative system was created by Hashem, and Hashem doesn't create negativity. He created the negative system, and he created Satan, or he tasked Satan with the task of being the opposer. And by being the opposer, he is doing his task. He's doing positivity from his perspective. And from our perspective as well, it's positive, as long as we pass the test. But if we don't pass the test, then we call it negative, right? But really, they're both. The fact that he's establishing a test, that he is the opposer, does not, it's neither positive nor negative. It's how we perceive it. And that's one of the great spiritual lessons that we all have to learn.
I'm back. Got knocked off.
Well, so you didn't hear my wonderful explanation of why Satan is a positive angel. I'll let you listen to the recording.
Listen to the recording more time.
All right. Well, if you want me to do it quickly.
No, that's okay.
I know.
I'm a big fan for a long time. You know that.
Yes, I know. One of the great spiritual lessons that everyone has to learn is that there really is no positive or negative. It's just how we perceive that. Satan was tasked with testing humanity, but was tasked with the job of being the opposer. So if we pass his tests, then we consider that positive. And if we fail the test, we consider that negative. But he's doing his job as he was tasked. Satan is a positive angel who was given a task that's very difficult. And he does it very well. But it's up to us to grow to the level where we perceive the test as part of the process and not as either positive or negative based on the outcome.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Brandy.
I understand everything that you said, 'cause there's always positive within negative, and it is our perception. What then is the name of the angel that's over America, United States? I thought it was Satan.
It is.
Okay.
Does he have another name? Yes.
I didn't understand what she said. What name did she say?
She was asking, what is the name of the angel, the Elohim, in charge of America? And the answer is, it's Satan, as I've said before. But does that mean Satan doesn't have another name? Of course he has another name. We all have other names. I have a name that I am when I'm not in this physical world. I have a name when I'm in this body. We all have many names. One of the questions that each person, each soul is asked when they die, when they leave the body, is, what is your name? And it's a test, really, to determine how much connection to physicality you have absorbed. If you can't remember your angelic name that you will be called in heaven, when you leave the body, it's an indication that there's physicality attached to that soul that has to be removed before it can return to heaven. And that's why in the Amidah, the sages have told us there's a certain place toward the end of the Amidah when you're supposed to insert your personal verse that connects to your name. That personal verse that's connecting to your name has within it your angelic name. So when you're asked, what is your name? If you have taken the information from that verse, your soul will be able to recreate and remember its name, its own name, that it's called in heaven.
Okay, I have another question. Because I have many names. Because I have many names already.
Well, you can't call your family names. We're not talking about your family names, Brandy.
Hebrew name?
Hebrew name is what you were given when you did your conversion. Hebrew
right.
name is what changed over the years, as one rabbi or another will tell add to that or change it. So what's your question?
That was my question.
You're in effect, the fact that you don't use your Hebrew name in the street is an indication of that the name that you are allowing people to call you, that's the name of your physical soul within your current body. But the verses that are your individual verses will have built into it through the letters and the permutations of those letters will have the actual name of what you are called in heaven. At least that's my opinion.
That's a good opinion.
I wouldn't go that far. You're welcome. Time to mute, Brandy, because we're getting some background from you.
Okay.
I'm not muted either. Let me go ahead and mute again.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes?
How do we find out exactly what that angelic name is? Is it a process?
How do you find out how exactly the name that you're called in heaven?
Yes.
Do you know your personal verse?
Is that where we go in the back of the siddur and there's different Hebrew names and it tells you for your first name, the letter of your first name, the letter of your last name? Is that how we get it?
No, but it's close.
Okay.
In the back of the siddur, there is a verse that starts with the Hebrew letter of your first name, and the last letter of that verse is the last letter of your Hebrew name.
Okay.
So that's the personal verse. Now, you have many of them, because you can find out by going on the Yashem website in the name form. If you type in Hebrew letters, the first and the last Hebrew letter of your Hebrew name, then you will get, when you click on the energy links in that return, when you type in, I'll be use as an example myself. If I typed in the letter Chet and Kaf Sofit, I'm returned all of the verses in the Tanakh. I'm returned a form, a page, and on that form page, there's a link that's titled Energy Verses. If you click on that, what's returned to you is all of the verses in the Tanakh that starts with the first letter of your Hebrew name and ends with the last letter of your Hebrew name. And those are your personal verses.
Okay.
And built into those, when you use that daily with your Amidah, if you're making those connections daily, when you are asked the question, what is your name? And you recite, your soul recites that verse because it's used to it, it knows it. It's an indication that you're more free from physicality than people who can't remember that verse or have never heard that verse. And it's part of the information that the Bet Din would use to determine what is your length of time in Gehinnom. Because the purpose of that is to remove all of the connections to physicality that your soul has picked up along the process of that lifetime. Unless I have another question, I'm going into Pasuk 2:14.
Thank you, Hanok.
You're very welcome. And it was a good series of questions and interactions because people really need to know the information. Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael with Gomer Rabbi Abba Patah we amar Istakalna Bekol Tushbecham Bishabahu Lakud Shabarihu Makulam Patu Bayaz Az Amar Shalomo Az Yada Ber Yehoshua Az Yashir Yisrael Mem Tet. The translation. Then sang Moshe and the children of Israel. Rabbi Abba opened the discussion saying, I examined all the praises with which they praised the Holy One, blessed be He. And they all started with, then, the Hebrew word is az. Then spoke Solomon, then spoke Joshua, then sang Moses and Israel. What is the reason for this, starting with Oz? My commentary. The question asked in this pasuk is clear, yet the language of Az Yashir Moshe is translated incorrectly. It should be translated as, then will sing Moshe. The words spoke in the other verses mentioned are correct. Spoke should be in the past tense, while the song of the sea is in the future, that Moshe, the Mashiach, will sing this song of praise to Hashem. And also the children of Israel will sing this song of praise to Hashem. This is from the Midrash and the prophets. Now, I have not looked at the other verses that are mentioned in this pasuk to really know whether then spoke Solomon, whether that should be should the verb be then spoke Solomon, or should the verb be then will speak Solomon? I can't. Unless you make that analysis, you really won't know, and that applies to Joshua and any place else where the word Az is Aleph Zion is used. Verse 2:15. Ela haki tana kol nisin v'kol gevuran v'itavedu lehu l'Yisrael karit mehir mehiru di'atika kadisha b'itro galifin rishimin v'alef Ba'alef Amkiv Bacha Shoke Benahir Lekol Yivar Bekadit Chabar Behiru Be'alef Umate Lezayin Man Zayin Dacherev Lashem Maladam Kadain Aved Nesin Ugvuran Begin Beit Habar Alephim Zion Vidahu Shirata Shirata He Dekol Sitrin Vidahu Zaz Yashir. The translation. He answers, this is what we learned. All the miracles and all the mighty deeds that were performed for Israel happened when the light of Atika Kadisha shone, which is Arichanpin, with its crowns. They are engraved and imprinted by Aleph, so that the top yud of the Aleph is the right column, and the lower line is the left column, and the line between them is the central column that mediates. The Aleph penetrates the darkness, alluding to the central line column of the Aleph, that penetrates and diminishes the left column, which is darkness. Into the aspect of six ends of the first three sephirot, then it shines to every side, meaning both with Chokmah and in Chasadim. And when the light of the Aleph joins and reaches the Zion, that weapon, is the sword of Hashem, is filled with blood. Namely, Malchut, when it is stretched towards the left, then it performs miracles and mighty deeds, because the Aleph and the Zion have joined. And this is a song that illuminates to all sides, both Chokmah and Chasadim. And hence, then, Az, Aleph Zion, sang. My commentary. This pasuk is clear to the students of Kabbalah. The word Az, translating as then, is the process where miracles are called forth. The Aleph is made from two yuds and two vavs. In our illusionary world, the vavs appear as one. The left column vav is subsumed in the central column vav. Pasuk 2:16. Yashir sarbi ba'ele ya'ela mila Tatalya v'ashlim lehahu zimna v'ashlim lezimna de'ate dizminim Yisrael l'shabatcha shirata da Moshe uvnei Yisrael mikan olifna t'tzadika yayo kadmae aagid istalaku bedargin ilain dilelau itkasharu bekishura ditzrotara The Chayez Minin Kulhu V'Achayayo B'Gufa U'Mechem Mei Achyan U'Kvuran D'Ka Aved Kudsha Barichu L'Yisrael U'Meymar Shirata Da Ha-hidiktiv az yashir Moshe uvnei Yisrael. The translation. He asks, then sang, literally will sing Moses. Should it have been written, sang Moses? And he answers, the matter is suspended until the time to come. For he perfected it for that time and perfected it for the future that is coming. For Israel will praise this song in the time to come. Moses and the children of Israel From here we learn that even though the early righteous men ascended to the highest levels that are above and have been bound in the bond of life, they will all stand up to be resurrected in a body and recite this song. This is what is written. Then will sing Moses and the children of Israel. My commentary. The Orthodox community sings the song daily. Each day that it is sung, or that it is sung, that is the meaning of will sing. Every soul who sings this on the day of the arrival of Mashiach will earn his removal of his share in the bread of shame. How does one know when that day of Mashiach arrives? That is why one needs to sing it daily. This is my opinion. Verse 217. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Mehaka Yosif Hashem, Shenit Yado, Liknot Et She'ar Amo, Liknot Kedaa Hashem, Tanani Reshit Darko, Et She'ar Amo, Hileni Nun Sadiki Ayo, Bivon de Ikrun, She'ar Kada'a V'Yisharu, Shenei Anashim B'machane, V'tanenan Leit Alma, Mit Taima Ela Alidun, V'yavde Garmaihu Shiraim. The translation. Rabbi Shimon said, hence Hashem shall again, a second time, stretch forth his hand to recover the remnant of his people. To recover, the Hebrew word is liknot, has the meaning as in Hashem created me, the Hebrew word is kanani, as the beginning of his way. The remnant of his people refers to the righteous among them, who are called remnants. The Hebrew word is she'ar, as is written. And there remain two men in the camp. We learned why they are called remnants. It is because the world exists only for the sake of those who make themselves into songs. The Hebrew word is shirim. Therefore, the righteous are called remnants, derived from songs. My commentary. Every person will eventually be righteous. So what is the meaning of a remnant? The Hebrew word sha'ar has many meanings. A better translation in this verse specified would be kin or relative, since the truth is all people are relatives to each other. The song of the sea is a tool to raise ourselves to the level of song, the level of the righteous. The next verse is verse 218, and I'm just making a comment so you're aware of it. In the links that got us to this handout, in the Zohar landing page for the holiday of Pesach, there are two links to this page, this section 16 of Parashat Beshalach. The second one, the one that we are at right now, comes at Pasuk 218, which is approximately halfway through. V'ite maholil v'it kasharu v'itro radechaye umit ange v'inu ga ila'a amayachit lon kuchabarichu v'yara huk v'olif mizim na kadma'a Tekolinun rochin v'nishpatin v'hawo v'darga ila adil ela v'kud shabarichu achit lehu la'ara l'tata kol shekin hashta divae kud shabarichu Yisrael Akima Kedaa Ki Adam Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Yaaseh Tov V'lo Yecheta V'itema Inun D'mitu Pet yod nachash afilu ibun. Ikumun v'ayohon mare de'eta l'malka mashicha. The translation. You may ask, since they are bundled in the bond of life and delight in the supernal delight, why does the Holy One, blessed be He, lower them to the earth? Go and learn, even from the first time, the time they were born and emerged into the world, when all the spirits of souls were in the highest level above. The Holy One, blessed be He, lowered them to the earth below. All the more so now, since the Holy One, blessed be He, wants to straighten out that which is crooked by showing them the miracles and marvels that He will perform for the children of Israel. Even though they are righteous, nevertheless it is written, for there is no righteous man upon the earth who does good and does not sin. And you may ask, what of those who died because of the advice of the serpent? Who did no sin, why should they arise? And he answers, even they will arise and will be advisors to the Mashiach. My commentary. The question being asked is, what is the work of each man? We are taught that the purpose of man in this world is to clean out the impurity so that Hashem will find a place perfected by his friends. The righteous. I don't know if you heard the announcement, but the this class will end in about 7 minutes. And then we will come back at 7:30. There'll be the next conference call for the counting of the Omer. I'm thinking that we might as well call the class at this point because it's right at the point where we have finished at this point before. And we will complete this probably Tuesday night. As we talk about Pesach. Go ahead, Hannah.
Tell us the time again. I'm not sure you were saying our time or West Coast time.
I was saying my time, which is. So the time, we will count the Omer tonight. Let's make it easy. We'll count the Omer at 8 Eastern, 7 your time.
Okay.
And this is a good place to break because it's consistent from previous years. So does anybody have any questions as we have a few more minutes still? You all have a beautiful week, Shavuot Tov, and hopefully we'll reconnect in a little bit of time to count the Omer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shavuot Tov.